If you're sitting here thinking, what actually makes for a scalable bookkeeping business, then this is the episode for you. In today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down the nitty-gritty between what it takes to be a scalable business. That means taking your business to the next level and breaking through all of those different barriers and all those different issues that really take you to that next notch up. So in today's episode, I'm going to be covering three core parts, which each part will also include subparts of it as well. So I think today is jam-packed with a lot of information today, a lot of great details that can really help you to create that scalability in your business. So number one is standardizing processes and systems. Number two is building a high-performing team. And number three is implementing growth strategies. If you have been dying to get your business to that next level and you feel like you've plateaued, then this is the episode for you, because if you implement these three strategies, it will help you to take things to the very next level. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the workflow queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. So let's talk all about creating a scalable business model here for your bookkeeping firm. So I really wanted to dive into three major points today, which I'm going to kind of break down, give you some details, give you some step-by-steps and ways that you can actually utilize the things I'm going to break down today and actually implement them into your business. That way you can actually create a scalable business model, right? So the first one is going to be standardizing processes and systems. Number two is building a high-performing team. And number three is implementing growth strategies. If you can do all three of these, it could typically help you to scale your business and really bring it to the next level. And really, that's the intention of today's podcast episode, because I think a lot of the times we get overwhelmed and confused about, you know, those people out there who are just like, you could build a business in a weekend and it could just be skyrocketing. I just think that business just takes time. And I think that there are ways to fast track the success and to fast track the clients coming in and whatever that looks like for you. But I really do believe if you do these three things, so standardizing the processes and systems, building a high-performing team, and implementing those long-term growth strategies, it can really help your business to totally scale. Your business can scale by yourself, because I do want to cover that from the beginning. If you notice, number two is all about building a high-performing team, which we'll dive into what that looks like and why you would need that. But you can scale as well as a solo individual inside of your business. But you can only go so far, because you can only take on so many clients by yourself before you get burnt out, before you get overwhelmed and stressed out. And so I just want to preface that you can get really far by yourself in the business. But if you really, truly want long-term growth from the business, then you will have to build a high-performing team. And it doesn't need to be this like 10-person team. It could be literally 2 to 3 people. It could be one extra team member alongside you. It really doesn't matter, but the more people that you have, the more support and the more expansion you can create in your business. So let's start with number one, which is standardizing your processes and systems. So if you've been following me for any time, then you know that I'm obsessed with systems, processes, tech, automation, all those things. That's literally what Workflow Queen was built for, was to help accountants and bookkeepers to really implement those systems, tech, automation, all those different things, right? And so this is kind of my zone of genius and something that I really absolutely love doing. So the first thing is documenting your workflows. And so if you don't know what a workflow is, essentially that means like all the steps of the things that you need to perform to get something done. And so that could be things like reconciling a bank account. One of your workflows could be onboarding your client. It could be something as simple as cleaning up the balance sheet. It could be pulling statements. It could be a wide variety of things. Essentially, it's just action that you're taking from start to finish to execute something with an end result. And so you really just want to be documenting these things, and you might be telling yourself, well, what's the point of documenting them if it's just me? I could tell you from experience that documenting workflows, systems, and everything that we have in the business also helped me as an individual to not have to re-remember everything every single month. So how many of you listening have been in that scenario where every single month You're going to pull those same reports. Let's use one as an example, Wix, because it's complicated and you have to go to all these different places for all the different reports. You go to pull them and every month you always forget. Every month you go through the same cycle. This is why documenting those workflows too, is if you have no intention to hire, really will save you. And also, if your business grows to a point where like you don't have a choice but to hire, it's better that you're proactive in documenting those things in advance, right? And so my recommendation for this is to just take your time. As you're doing things, you can film yourself via a Loom video. You could actually buy it for a free recording software. And essentially Loom allows you to like screen record what you're doing. And typically I will like screen record what I'm doing and talk out loud to walk the person through the steps, whether I'm the one who's going to watch that video or someone else. It just makes life so much easier. So we can use things like Loom to help us. There's things like ScribeHow is another great option too. There's so many different ways that you can be capturing all of these different workflows and these SOPs is what we call them, which is a standard operating procedure. There's a lot of different outlets of places that you can go in order to be capturing these workflows and stuff. And like I said, it's seriously makes your life so much easier because at the end of the day, it's even for yourself, if you have to re-remember something every single year, or every single month or every quarter, maybe you have to pay estimated quarterly tax payments for your client or even for your own business, and you just forget all the steps, it just makes life so much easier. And so you could totally document these in like a virtual setting if you do have like a virtual team or you want a virtual team, whatever works for you. I do recommend creating templates and checklists. And so this is all part of standardizing your processes and systems is if you can have some sort of a checklist, and that checklist could be like how to do something. The template could be like a template for onboarding. And when we talk about templates, that's things like, in, for example, I use Asana, which is my project management system. But essentially, Asana allows me to create template projects. So every time we onboard a new client, we initiate this onboarding template, and it has all the different workflows, all the different steps, all the different checklists that we need in order to start the onboarding for our clients, whether that's things like setting up the Google Drive folders. Maybe it's also setting up their QuickBooks Online account, getting their banks added to their bank feeds inside of QuickBooks. Whatever that looks like, we don't have to recreate and reinvent the wheel every time we onboard a client. And it's because we've templated and also created checklists in those workflows. And so if you can, I would really recommend that you get into some sort of a project management system. Like I said, I use Asana. I love Asana. I teach Asana. There's other different options out there. There's things like ClickUp. There's things like Keeper. It really just, it's different strokes for different folks. And to be honest, my recommendation is take one of your clients and put them all into different project management systems that you have your eye on and just test it out. See what works good, what makes sense. And if maybe it doesn't make sense because you don't know the software, then maybe see if you can get education around that specific software. So if you didn't know, I actually teach Asana and I actually give you all the templates and all the checklists that you need and the workflows in order to execute your firm and to really build it and support your clients. I give everything from like running the business, the different templates and the different things, all the way down to like taking care of your client, the social media, all the different things that you can possibly think of. And that's in one of my programs. It's called Kickoff with Asana for bookkeepers and accountants. And it's a great program because you sign up, it'll teach you how to use Asana from A to Z and also provides you all the templates, all the checklists and everything. If you're not ready for Kickoff with Asana, or maybe you're using a different project management system like ClickUp or Keeper, we've actually had a lot of students sign up for Kickoff with Asana and use our templates for different platforms. The templates are the gold and like where the foundation comes from. If you're not ready for something like a whole program dedicated to a project management system, and maybe you just want to learn how to document your workflows, then I'm going to recommend looking at our program. It's a $37 program. It's called Workflows in a Weekend. And I will link all of this below the episode for you so that way you could click through to it. This is a great like starter program if you just want to get used to like my teaching methods. It's actually going to help you learn how to document your workflows and take them out of your head. So you're going to do all the work to document them. Versus the difference between Workflows in a Weekend and Kickoff with Asana is Kickoff with Asana will actually give you all the workflows, give you all the templates, all the checklists without you having to reinvent the wheel. And all you have to do is tweak it to be, maybe change it to be your way versus like how I run things, right? So I'll drop those two below if you wanted to be able to have something that's already kind of preset for you and ready for you. Now, another thing too about standardizing your processes and systems is providing clear communication and training. And so whether you have a team or not, my recommendation is as you grow the business and you realize that you do need to bring some people on into the business, you need to create some sort of a way to help those people that are working for you no one understand how to talk with you, how to talk with your clients, and also go with through some sort of a comprehensive training, whether it's pre-recorded training, or it could be something like an agenda for a Zoom meeting where you guys are going through a very strict agenda of how to train this team member in order to execute working with you. And you might be asking yourself, well, Alyssa, if I end up hiring another bookkeeper or an account manager or all these different people, I expect them to know how to do the books. Yes. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. Same here. But the thing is, well, whoever you hire does not know how your company specifically operates. The way that I'm telling you from experience of someone who teaches thousands of bookkeepers and accountants from around the world, I could tell you that everybody runs their firm different. So while you might love that this bookkeeper knows and understands how to reconcile, they won't know and understand how to reconcile to your standards. Your standards are going to be way different. I know some people out there, I know some bookkeepers that literally like take the statement ending balance and throw it into the recon and they go to reconcile and they just like whatever QBO like automatically selects from them will be the total of the reconcile. They just agree with it. While for me in my firm, my team better go line by line from that statement to double check and check off each of those boxes inside a QBO when they're going through the reconciliation from what the statement's saying. So just from that little thing, the bookkeeper knows and understands how to reconcile, but it's up to you to train them on how you're doing things specifically within your business. And so if you have some sort of like a training, like I said, an agenda will really go a long way. So what I mean by an agenda is be strategic. When you're training your team members, you don't want to be chaos and be on these like a Zoom call with them, trying to talk them through, you know, how to do certain things and you're ping-ponging back and forth because I know that that's how I am. And so the best thing I could do for myself is literally like write an agenda out of what you guys are going to cover for that hour Zoom call. So if you just hired a team member, you book an hour call with them, have an agenda that says the first 5 minutes, we're going to talk about how to use Loom, which is our screen recording software. The next 5 minutes, we're going to talk about how to use our project management system. The next 5 minutes is how we use QuickBooks Online. However you want to create it, the reason why you want an agenda is it acts as a checklist of all the things that you covered. So as you cover them, you can cross them off on your agenda checklist. And then you can also even just be on track. And the beauty is that same agenda can be like your timestamps for the Zoom video. So essentially you would download that Zoom video of the training you did with that team member, and they can go back and look back at all the different parts of the Zoom training to be able to remember what you said, because they're not going to remember everything. So make that stuff easily accessible. So when we're talking about these processes and systems, it's easily giving information away to whoever it is, whether it's for yourself or a team member. We do teach how to create an internal training program inside of my group coaching program. It's called Breakthrough. And in Breakthrough, I actually give you the sample agenda because we have our team members train for 4 weeks. The first 2 weeks are heavy on like how we operate the company, how we operate with the clients, so on and so forth. So it's pre-recorded. But if you don't want to pre-record it, because that does take time, and I can tell you from experience, it does take a lot of effort, then you can use that same information for an agenda. So inside of Breakthrough, we'll teach you how to hire them, the interview process, the job description, everything that you could possibly think of in bringing them on, and then also even onboarding and training those team members as well. So I'll drop that link below as well for you guys. Also, making sure that when we're talking about standardizing your processes and systems, to utilize cloud-based tools for automation. And so whenever you start to get better at creating those systems and processes, you're documenting things, you're getting to that habit, now you could take a step back and say, what can I actually automate from all of this? What can I make go faster? Maybe there's a way to use something like Zapier. Zapier is like one of my favorite pieces of software and app. So Zapier essentially like can connect different tools. So for example, when someone signs our contract inside of Dubsado, which is where we host our proposals for our prospects, when they sign and pay their first invoice in Dubsado, we have a tool called Zapier that essentially connects Dubsado with like Google Drive. And essentially we could say, when someone signs that proposal, it then will create the Google Drive folder for that client. And so instead of us having to manually do everything in onboarding, we're able to use tools like Zapier to be able to automate things or make it easier. Template things if you can, templating onboarding emails like the welcome email, instead of having to retype it every time, keep a stack of like good email templates ready for you to use. And I actually have a mini course. It's called The Motherload of Email Forms and Swipe Files. I will drop the link below. If you are interested in snagging like a whole entire list of all the different email templates I use in my firm that are already pre-written for you with the subject lines and everything, all you have to do is tweak it to maybe be your brand voice or tweak it to make it make sense for you. I do have that. It also comes with the different forms that I use in my own firm as well, like our onboarding form as well. And so I'll drop that below. So my recommendation for you, if you don't want to purchase any of those things, that's totally okay. Just my recommendation is, make it easy for you. Make it easy for your team. Make it easy for anybody who's working with you to learn and understand what you're doing, to follow certain systems and processes to come up to your standards. Create as many checklists and templates. This will just free up so much brain space. And this really truly is how you scale a business in general. Like, we're not talking specifically about the accounting space. In general, if you want to scale a business, you really have to create those templates, those checklists to make you move faster, to be able to better serve your clients and also have a consistent system. So number two of this conversation around building a scalable bookkeeping business is building a high-performing team. And so you might be listening thinking, oh my gosh, Alyssa, the idea of trying to build a team, it's just me. I don't even want anybody else to work for me. I want to wear this badge that it's just going to be me and I can handle all of it. Trust me when I tell you this, that used to be me. Until I started actually hiring, I now realize like I never want to operate my companies without my team. Like, I love being able to step away when life and emergencies happen. So let's talk about the actual building of the high-performing team. So regardless if you want a team in the future or you want a team now, or maybe you're like, Alyssa, I need a team like right this second so I can use and eat up all this information, then I highly recommend you grab a notebook and get ready, because high-performing teams are like, a lot of people think that they're hard to come by, but they're not. If you do the right recruitment and the right hiring process, you can find and retain the right talent. And so my whole goal and what I do here at Workflow Queen is to help people have like the confidence to know that like you can find quality people. For example, every person I've ever hired has been incredible. That's a lie. My first person I ever hired was a terrible mistake. And that was because it was a mistake, but also a learning process. But it was a terrible experience because I didn't know what I was doing. I hired terribly. I did not know how to interview them. I just trusted like, oh, they were just gonna, you know, do exactly what they said that they were gonna do. I did not know what I was doing. And I know a lot of people in the industry who have done the same, where they just like post on a Facebook group saying, I'm looking for someone. And next thing you know, they're just going with their gut and they're just hiring someone. I've done the same thing. So don't get me wrong. Like, it took me years to like get this down to a T with my hiring, but it got to a point where like now every person I've ever hired has been so incredible, so dedicated. I've never had someone like just come work for me and just ditch like the week later. I've heard those experiences before. And so like, I think I have a tried and true method into hiring. And I think that as long as you can follow each of those steps, it makes life so much easier. So when it comes to hiring, like, it's just, it don't take this lightly. Like, I really do recommend that you take your time in your hiring. And as much as you're desperate to have someone now, I really recommend that you don't rush into it. Because if you rush into it, you're going to make the wrong decisions. And then you're going to have the bad thing happen. It's taken me up to 3 months to find a really good team member. And we have a lot of really intricate ways of doing things. I've also not run ads to job descriptions before. I've shared it with, you know, fellow people in different courses that I'm a part of, and they've helped me find someone. There's so many different routes of ways that you can actually be hiring someone. But one of my pieces is like, seriously, no joke, take your time. It is so crucial to find the right person who's going to fit your the culture of the business, the values that you uphold, everything in between, and making sure that they even have the skill set to perform whatever role they actually are being hired for. And so take your time, write your job description, go through, get your interview questions ready to go, create your hiring process, and take the time to actually go through and find the right person, create that assessment. What are the things that you want? Defining those roles and those responsibilities. What do you want from them? Once you take the step back and you really nail down the foundation, which is like the job description, the interview questions, the assessment, that's when you're going to go into the actual hiring and the actual finding, and like you're going to be looking for somebody. And so this depends on where you want to post it. There's things like Indeed. You can go through a Facebook group for like bookkeepers, but to be honest, it depends on what you want from this person. So if you want someone who doesn't also want to run their own business, then I don't recommend posting in like, for example, if you're part of Bookkeeper Launch, I wouldn't recommend posting in Bookkeeper Launch because everybody there is predominantly trying to build their own business. And while I have known some people who have found some people in Bookkeeper Launch who like maybe thought they wanted to run their business but then realized that it's not for them, that is possible. But like that percent is very small compared to how many people are in that group that are actually trying to run their own business. And so for me, like at my firm, I don't want people who are also trying to run their own bookkeeping business on the side. I just don't want to have to compete with somebody. And also, I don't want someone just working for my business just to come in just to get all the SOPs and the system and just kind of ditch out. And so for me, I don't even put myself in that scenario. So I just don't really look for people who are also, you know, managing their own business. And that's just the choice that I made. And that's totally okay. It's up to you what you decide on. I know a lot of people in the industry who love serving people and almost like taking other bookkeepers under their wing to help them grow their business while working for them simultaneously. And that can work too. It's really up to you. But for me, it works a certain way. And so you just have to define what you need. And so that's where you're going to go to look for those hires, right? So for me, I'm not going to go to these Facebook groups. I'm going to go into Indeed. I'm going to go to places like LinkedIn. I'm going to go to a bunch of different places. There's like ZipRecruiter. There's a bunch of different places that you can go to hire. I do layer in assessments and strategic interview questions, everything that you could possibly think of that will help us to define those roles and explain to somebody what we're looking for with them. We have a very unique way that we create our job descriptions. It's like a sales page-like job description that makes someone like immediately as they're reading it being like, oh my God, hell yes, this is the job for me. It's like, it's not boring. It's not just a bunch of bullet points. It like really explains what to expect, the way that they're going to feel, so on and so forth. And I think that that's been a big part of our strategy for hiring. And I think that that's what's been really incredible to watch, because like as we've hired people on our team, it's so interesting to hear them when they're like, oh my God, I read the job description, every single line. I was like, yes, this is me. Yes, this is me. And I kept reading. Every person we've hired that ended up going 100% all the way through the process and getting hired have said that. And I think that that just goes to say that you need to do like a unique approach if you can to that, which this might be like a overwhelming topic, but it all starts like before you can even create the performing team to work for you, you need to first find the right people. So like it all starts at the foundation, right? So if you need support with any hiring, vetting, finding, training, onboarding, all of that stuff, we actually have this covered inside of my group coaching program, Breakthrough, for bookkeepers and accountants. I'll link this below. Inside of Breakthrough, we have a whole entire module called Empowered Company Culture, where we actually break down the hiring process, the finding process, the vetting process, down to the actual onboarding, and then also even the long-term growth of your team members. So things like KPIs, performance reviews, letting go of your team members, moving them into leadership roles. So we actually cover from start to finish the whole entire hiring life journey of someone who is brought onto your team. And so if you want the interview questions, you want the job descriptions, you want all of that stuff, we provide that inside of Breakthrough. And we have coaching and support that if you don't know what roles to hire for, we have resources for that. And also you could come to coaching calls and ask questions, and we're more than happy to help guide you on what is probably the next best hire for you. So another thing too, when you're building your high performing team, is to really cultivate that, right, the values that you uphold, and also even building the culture in the business. And so what I mean by that is like you hold, every individual holds their own standard of values, and everybody has their own way of doing and being in their business. And so, for example, for me, like I like really fun businesses. Like I like it fun. I like to send a Slack message every once in a while of like a funny GIF. I want our team to be excited. I want them to love our clients. There's a certain like type of way that I like to be, and I expect my team members to be the same as well. And so if you could define like the type of culture you want in your business and the values that you uphold, this will make your life so much easier. We do cover this inside of Breakthrough, of your values and culture, so that way you can learn to like not only document them, but also live and breathe them, if that makes sense. So if you can, and this helps you to attract the right people, because if you've ever hired someone and felt resistance, it's probably because you didn't even define your own values. And so they might not value the same thing as you do. And that's what's super important, right? I also really consider outsourcing non-core tasks. And what I mean by this is we're so determined from step one of creating those standardized processes and procedures that, yes, those are great to have templates and workflows and these checklists. But sometimes you need to let the team have their own autonomy. And what I mean by that is, like, give them the opportunity to work on projects and things that don't have a step-by-step, every single thing they have to follow through all the way. Like, let them expand. Let them show you what they're capable of. So maybe give them a project of, like, reworking the cleanup system. Like, let them, like, just give them a couple of core things that you want to make sure are covered in that cleanup process. And the rest of it is up to them to create the outcome. And I think that there's so much beauty in this, because when I've let my team take over their project side and given them a project and they've done non-core tasks, it was so transformational. We actually got to see what their strong suits were, what they really enjoyed, and so on and so forth. So my recommendation is, give them tasks that are beyond just like the ones that are step-by-step checklists. This also depends on the team member. There are some team members that I've hired that really are just a lot better at following like the steps to things, and that's totally okay. Every single team member is going to be different, right? So the last thing that I wanted to cover in this episode about the creating a scalable bookkeeping business is implementing growth strategies. And so this is really where you're going to be setting clear and defined goals to help you develop that strategic plan. And so this isn't just going down to like the numbers. So for example, if you want to say, I want to hit six figures, or maybe you want to hit seven figures inside of your business, that's great. But we need to go further than that. We need to go deeper than that. So what does that look like on a quarterly basis? What does that look like on a monthly basis? What does that look like for the number of clients that you're going to serve? What type of services are you going to offer? And so I think that when you're developing these strategic plans, it's really looking holistically at the business to say, what do we need to be tweaking over this year to help us get to where we want to go? The next two is exploring expansion opportunities. So this is really where you're going to look through, what are the options and the things that are available to me to help me grow the business? So for example, maybe exploring your expansion means maybe niching down. So maybe at this point you've never niched down and you just serve generic businesses, but you found that maybe you're attracting more veterinarians or you're attracting more lawyers and you guys really enjoy working with them. See if you can expand into that industry and go all in. And so when you're talking about opportunities and that expansion within them, it's so important to take a step back and say, where are these doors opening? Because sometimes you don't see the doors opening because you're so busy doing the day-to-day work. And this is why it's so important to have a team, because then you can finally have a clear mind to see all these doors that are opening and see what is giving you the option to go a different route. Don't resist it. Sometimes, like, but also don't get distracted. It's like a happy balance. That part I'm still figuring out myself. But I'll have great ideas, but some of them are just not worth us, you know, stepping into. But then there's other great ideas that I have that are just like, you know what, this is perfect. We need to go through this route and we need to make it happen. A lot of it is niching or changing softwares. The expansion opportunities really come from the different partnerships you're making with people, maybe the different routes that you're going or a coach that you're working with. Whatever that looks like for you, you have to look and notice when those doors are opening for you to give you that opportunity to truly expand the business. And the next thing too is evaluating everything based on your KPIs. And so KPIs are key performance indicators. We're so emotional because we are so attached to the day-to-day in the business that we forget to reflect and look at the black and white data that's right in front of us, which is our KPIs. And so my recommendation is to track KPIs, whether it's like 2 to 3 per like department of the business. That way you could see like, how are we progressing? Are we still gaining clients actively every single month? Are we going up or are we going down? Using this black and white data helps you to make like non-emotional decisions. And I know that they can be overwhelming because a lot of people are like, Alyssa, I don't even know what KPIs. I don't even know where to start. We do cover KPIs inside of Breakthrough. That is within our Empowered Company Culture module. We will break down the KPIs. We'll give you examples of KPIs and the KPI spreadsheet, how to track them, how to have conversations with your team based off their performance from KPIs, and so on and so forth. But if you could take just a couple of core things that you can track in the business, even if it's like number of new clients signed a month, and that way you could see over time the progression of you guys, you know, getting these clients and how often you're getting them, it helps you to see these trends in the business. And lastly, when it comes to implementing the growth strategies is really creating a very strategic marketing and branding like process. And so if you could take a step back and say, if I really want to grow this business and really hit those goals that I want, what are the different things that you're going to do to market the business? So I recently was talking to a friend of mine that we meet once a month. She's like another business owner. And she said something to me that I'm probably going to butcher, but I'm going to try my best to remember exactly how she said it. She essentially said that if you want to grow your business, stop trying to double your business, but instead try to 10x your business. And so I had her like kind of explain through what that actually meant. And so what she meant by that was, if you're just sitting down and looking at your goals and saying, I'm going to 2X my business, you're going to stay pretty comfortable in the way that you market and the way that you do things in the business, because all you have to do is double everything that you did the year before to make the next year doubled. And so the reason why she says, if you really want to grow the business, you would try to 10X the business, means that if you're going to 10X your business, you're going to get real creative real quick on the different things that you're going to need to go, because now you have to go even bigger in order to sell more and to do more and to create better operations and better team members. And so it just really resonated with me when she had told me that quote. So once again, it's if you want to grow your business, don't try to double it, try to 10X it. And that just means being different and unique in the different strategies and approaches you have. Because if you're trying to 10X, oh man, you're going to do things hardcore at 10X. Whether you actually want to 10X or not, it's just the mindset around trying to 10X. So just to kind of circle back to what we kind of talked about on creating a scalable bookkeeping business in this episode is, number one, standardizing your processes and systems. Number two, building a high-performing team. And number three, implementing growth strategies. These things aren't easy. It's hard to do it alone. It is possible, though, and it is 100% worth it to be able to take the time and the break and then what you need as a human. Maybe that's a vacation or spending more time with your family. You need those things, if especially you're trying to replace, you know, salaries, whether it's your own and your husband's or whoever it is, right? Just know that you're not alone in this process. I offer a wide variety of different programs, from workflows in a weekend, kickoff with Asana, breakthrough for bookkeepers and accountants. I have so many different resources for you guys that will support you along the way. And if I can't support you in any of our programs, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at WorkflowQueen or email me at support@workflowqueen.com. And I will be more than happy to recommend you to maybe a system or a program that will support you. For example, I don't cover sales and marketing, so I'm going to recommend another human being who I absolutely love. Her name is Melissa Honan. On sales and marketing stuff. I also don't help people start their bookkeeping business, and that's Serena Shoup over at Ambitious Bookkeeper. If you don't know where to start, just reach out to me and I'm more than happy to connect you on the path that you need to go. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey. And thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.